It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And as we're trying to get rid of winter and get into spring, we're already thinking summer. And that's Tibbetts Summer Theater. And a guy who's knee-deep into it right now is Charles Burr, the artistic director of Tibbetts Summer Theater. I mean, you've been working on casting for not only the Popcorn Theater shows, but the main stage shows right now. Pretty excited about the lineup that's coming here. And one, pretty excited about the lineup itself of shows, aren't you?
I am. Of course. We talked about that, I think, the last time I was here. The Burt Bacharach show has been sort of in my head for a long time, and we're finally getting that down on paper and out on stage. And then, just Chorus Line is a dream show for a lot of people, and it isn't done very often. Yeah. So it's going to be a great show, and we have a great group of dancers coming in for that, and they will go right into Guys and Dolls, and then concluding our summer with a really warm family comedy called Alone Together.
Yeah, and that's about that generation of parents whose kids come back to.
Absolutely, yes, them. And that is exactly the show.
That boomerang generation kind
correct.
Of thing. So that, which, again, I mentioned that to a couple of people, and they go, oh, yep, understand. Yeah, so a lot of people are going to get that. We want to put our focus, though, today on the announcement of Popcorn Theater, and you finally got that lineup set, and it sounds like a pretty neat lineup for this coming summer.
Well, I truly think, once again, that it's something for everybody here, that we're starting off even before that Bacharach show opens with Treasure Island, the quintessential pirate extravaganza here, and it's a big cast for us, but it gives me a chance to give those people 7 weeks of work, so they are thrilled to come out and do some pirating before they put on their dancing clothes.
Okay.
So that will be fun. And then we are following that with Beauty and the Beast, which we haven't done for quite a while here, so I'm glad to be bringing Beauty and the Beast back. And then this Appalachian tale version of Jack and the Beanstalk. Then Stephen's Puppets, who were here earlier in the year, we are bringing back for the one weekend in August to do The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
And then Josh Casey, who hasn't been here for 15 years maybe now, was one of the first people that we brought in to supplement the popcorn schedule with his incredible acrobatics, tumbling magic, and he's coming in with his show that he calls Can't Sit Still on the second weekend of August. So quite a lineup.
All right. So this is on Fridays and Saturdays at 10 a.m. And again, it's not just for kids, but obviously that's where it's primarily focused for, because moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas have a blast with this too.
Invariably, when I stand at the back of the auditorium, I have parents or grandparents stream up to me saying, I love these more than my kids do. And I think it's true. They like watching the professional actors let loose and have a little more fun, perhaps, or just that it's just a great way to get kids interested in theater, so many things. Yeah. So.
Now, obviously, a lot of summer theater, the main stage shows have music in them. How much is there any music in any of these shows that you
They
have?
Are not musicals. They are all very music-heavy shows in the sense that there's transitional music and music, some that was written specifically for Beauty and the Beast, that is used throughout.
Okay.
So, it is... Like I said, they aren't... There won't be anything sung, particularly, but there's... It's music heavy.
Some music to it, so okay. Well, tickets for summer theater itself, people can start buying the season tickets already for that.
Season tickets are on sale right now, and they continue through the month of April, and single tickets go on sale May 1st.
Okay, and then folks obviously can get their tickets generally at the door for Popcorn Theater.
But they certainly can get them in advance, too, if they would like to, just to make sure that they're all set and ready to go.
Right.
Save a little time when they walk in that day.
All right, and look for an exciting summer again of Tibbetts Popcorn Theater. A lot of great sponsors. There's a lot of great organizations that come through to help support summer theater as well. And a lot of folks come in. What's neat about the popcorn theater part is that you do see the kids who are maybe here on vacation with grandma and grandpa.
Absolutely.
Come with grandma and grandpa to these shows, too.
Absolutely. So. It's a much more changeable audience, perhaps.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So Charles Burr from Tibbetts Summer Theater with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.